Well, a little while back, we were talking about what makes us sick. You didn't exhaust that topic. And so kind of turning to the positive, what makes us well is another great question, Anna Marie. So I'm going to read to you because you're going to build on this and other passages of Scripture. But Romans 12, 1 and 2 says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. So we've talked about what makes you sick. What is, as you're wanting to answer this question, you just start us off. What makes us well? What is God trying to do?
Well, last time we met, we saw that the origin of sickness came through Adam, when God gave Adam free will, and Adam chose to think independently of God and not value what God had said, and therefore death came into the world. And sickness is slow death. So when we think about sickness, we usually think about only our body. I have a headache, you know, I have this stomach pains, I have this chronic asthma, because it bothers us. You know, it's painful, and we can't function, you know, when we're in pain. So we focus on the body, but the scriptures, as we read in 3 John 1, 2, says that, you know, the Apostle John says, I pray that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. So he's talking about body health, but he's saying, as your soul prospers. So the soul is really primary in getting well. Even though, since we don't see our soul, and we're not very clear to what our soul is, we have a really hard time, you know, how to get well, starting with our soul. So we start with our body. We'll go to an aspirin. We'll go, to try and get some recreation. We'll try to do all kinds of things, but it doesn't bring lasting health. So the soul. So that's what I want to talk today. I want to talk about the soul and specifically the mind. So the soul was created by God when he breathed into the dirt. Life, he breathed his life into the dirt, and the soul was formed, as well as the spirit. And we even know even less about the spirit, and perhaps we'll do the spirit in the next podcast. But today we're going to focus on the soul specifically. So it was, the soul is God breathed. And is God's gift to us, and it's what makes us so amazing. So if we want to know who am I and what am I like, we go to Genesis 1:26, where it says, you know, you're created in God's image and likeness. If I want to know in details what I'm like, then go to Psalm 139, because it tells us that we're uniquely and knit together, wonderfully made, so we're all intertwined, spirit, soul, and body. So the soul is the mind, first and foremost, which is our thinking, our intellect, how we examine and test and come to conclusions. And then from that thinking, and which the scripture doesn't call it mere thinking, more emphasis is put on meditation. In other words, pondering, keep on thinking. Don't just rush through it. And keep on thinking, and think on what is good, and what is noble, and what is pure. Think on what God thinks. So, because we're created in his image, and see, that's our manual. We function like God functions. You know, so if the car manual says, this is how this car works best, then we ought to look at the man. This is how my body, my mind, my soul works best, is the way God designed me. So God designed me to think. Some of us don't like to think. And the test comes when you sit in the classroom and the teacher begins with a topic and you go, I'm not interested in this. You know, we don't really, so we have to make a decisive decision to think. You know, and so God gave us this will, this amazing free will that says, now you choose. You want to think or you don't want to think. Mm-hmm. You want to learn or you don't want to learn. You want to grow or you don't want to grow. Do you want to change the bad habits or you don't want to change the bad habits? Do you want to change your thoughts that cause you all kinds of stress, or do you want to keep them and nurture them? And, you know, so He gives us this amazing free choice. That's God's gift to us, but it is to be used for our best. So, again, so we are free to choose, and then our emotions follows our decisions and our thinking. They're all, see, we're, it's all knit together.
Sure.
So when we think a certain way, and we think positive, we feel a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
But the, you know, but we, if we think spiritually, we feel way better.
Yeah.
If we think God's thinking, God's thoughts, then we just maintain health, and we can almost have like this strong immune system spiritually that it, that we can work. You know, we can just, things just don't stick to us.
Yeah.
You know, so because we stay mentally healthy the way God wants us to, which is what 3 John says.
And it's almost like the way you're talking like this, because I know when I've eaten healthy,
mm-hmm.
and then I don't eat healthy,
right.
my body reacts to
right.
that.
Right.
It's I feel sick, right. I feel, right. and it should be that we get to that point spiritually.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Just as your body reacts to the physical nurturing of food, which is what we talked about last week. We talked about the body needs rest, the
yeah.
body needs nourishment. The body needs safety, a safe place, shelter, you know, clothing. These are body needs. However, the rest part, see, here's how we connect. When you try, the rest part is you try to sleep and you can't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You're not getting any rest.
Right.
You need sleep. Medical science says you need 8 to 9 hours sleep to maintain your body health. Well, if you're not getting that because you can't sleep because you are have your mind full of stressful thoughts, fears, you can't sleep. See, your body is going to carry the toll.
Sure.
And it will show up in physical sickness.
Mm.
So, you see, now the mind is the soul. So now we've just moved. In order to make the body healthy, we have to move to the mind.
Mm.
Because the mind affects the brain, which affects the body.
Sure.
So, and the scriptures in Proverbs says, as a man thinks, you know, so is he. In other words, as a man thinks, so he will behave.
Yeah.
And so he will have the results of those behaviors. And if the thinking is twisted, then the decisions are wrong, and then the results of the behavior are so painful that it causes mental and emotional sickness and physical as well.
Right. Makes sense.
So so this is why, you know, the Apostle Paul said to the church in Rome, be transformed. You have to change your thinking. Because what got damaged at the fall was the thinking.
Mm.
Because they were walking with God, talking with God, everything was fine, until they chose from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, free will, God gave it to them. They, you know,
right.
designed to be used for good, but they chose what God had said, warned them not to.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened is they hid. They were fearful and they were ashamed.
Mm-hmm.
And why were they, why do they have these feelings? All these are emotions. And they all really stem from fear. Fear, really, there are two major emotions, fear and love.
Mm-hmm.
We are designed by love. And we learn fear. And the good news is, because we have learned fear, we can unlearn fear and move right to the original design of thinking and choosing and behaving loving like our Heavenly Father. And so the decision, the free will was used, the decision, and the emotions, the negative emotions came, then man's mind was affected. It was almost like he got contaminated. And so because the mind guides the brain, and the brain affects the body, this is how sickness comes, but how does health comes? If the mind thinks correctly, the way it was designed to think, it affects the brain to function correctly, which is with all the chemicals and all the electronics that happens with the brains, affects every single part of your body to the cell level to be healthy, which is talks, then it speaks to the immune system,
right.
Which is, if you have a strong immune system, you're going to have a hard time getting sick.
Yeah.
Because your immune system is functioning perfectly the way God designed it.
Yeah.
You know. So, renewing the mind. Well, we're going to focus on fear and love, because it's really like these are the two trees. The tree of life, the tree of love that was in the garden offered to them to be eaten anytime. And the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is what they ate from, and it resulted into fear, which caused shame, caused hiding, caused guilt feelings, caused feelings of separation. They felt abandoned, and, you know, and they tried to fix it themselves, which is part of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
I can do this, yeah.
Yeah, so fig leaves came forth instead of running to God. So what are we learning from this? We can learn from Adam and Eve, you know?
Right.
That if we, it's not, we are not going to be perfect in every decision we make.
Sure.
Right. And I know there's a scripture that says, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. And we might as well look at that too. And it may mean way more.
It means complete.
Complete.
Yeah, mature.
Right. Mature.
Yeah.
And maybe, and I go put in there, loving.
Yes.
You know, in let your motivation be love, because then you're going to be perfect.
Sure.
You know, if what you do is out of love, you know, God looks at the heart, it says. We can mess up in the way we deliver something. But if our motivation is love, you know, God just goes, that's my girl, you know.
Yeah.
Her heart was right. She said the wrong word and offended somebody. But
right.
Her heart was to help.
Sure.
See, that's just the way God looks at us. He doesn't look us judgingly, condemningly.
Right.
You messed up.
Right.
You know, we often do this, you know, to ourselves.
Oh, definitely.
So if we're living in the tree of life, we're living in love. If we're living in the tree from the knowledge of good and evil, we're living in fear.
Mm.
And fear, thoughts of fear, thoughts worry, thinking about what if this happens to me, thinking about well this happened to so and so, it could happen to my children, it's bound to happen. Everybody has it. My father had it. My grandfather had it. So we have all those kinds of thoughts. We're going to be anxious, and we're going to feel, you know, lacking. We're going to feel like we're not good enough. We're going to feel like victims. So all those thoughts are going to bring about a decision that is probably not healthy. For example, well, my father was an alcoholic, my grandfather was an alcoholic, and I have this problem in high school real early. I started drinking with my buddies, and, you know, I mean, I can't help it. You know, this is who I am.
Yeah.
No,
right.
That's who you learn to be.
Right, yeah.
You know, you were created in God's image and in God's likeness, and you're like God in character, in personality. So just move over. Move out of the fear thing. You're not going to get what your father had or your grandfather had. You are your own person.
Mm.
You have a free will to choose. Choose life.
Yes.
Choose love. And you'll get out of that fear zone. Because those thoughts, those fearful thoughts and anxious thoughts actually build in the brain branch-like membranes that either are healthy or are they look like a burnt forest. And those burnt forest-looking branches can be changed to healthy branches. That's what medical science tells us, which is amazing.
Yeah, it is.
It's amazing. So we can change our thinking and therefore change our decisions they're not only become healthy, you know, physically, but we become healthy mentally, we become healthy emotionally, and ultimately also physically. And remember that the verse in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, I think we looked at that last time we discussed this, and God and Paul puts it in order here as to what is the most important. Is it the body the most important? Is the soul the most important? Is the spirit the most important? And this is what he says to us. He says, and may the God of peace, you know, that peace, this is what we need for sleep,
mm-hmm.
you know, in order to get our body healthy. But it comes from God. It doesn't come from a pill. That's only a temporary fix until right. you can figure out, why am I so stressed and thinking so many things? So it says, may the God of peace himself sanctify, which means preserve, keep you protected. You through and through, and the Amplified says, separate you from profane things, make you pure and wholly consecrated to God. That's what the definition is given here for the word sanctify. And may your spirit, and here's the order, may your spirit and soul and body be preserved. That means sound, that's like mentally healthy and complete, blameless, see, without guilt, shame, condemnation, accusation, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Whether that coming is, you know, when right. our time is over, right. or the second coming, or the coming when Revelation comes and we go, oh, I see now, that's yes. the coming of Jesus.
Right.
In our spirit.
He shows up, he rescues.
Right,
yeah.
right. So we know that God is a God of order. So actually, to keep healthy, to remain healthy, and to get healed, the spirit is the most important.
Sure.
And then the soul, and then the body.
Mm.
And so the divine order is this. We are a spirit being, first and foremost, and we'll talk more about that next time we meet. God is a spirit, and he put his breath in us, his spirit. And that made a living soul, and the body, everything just knit together. So our spirit is we are spirit more than we are anything else. We are spirit, eternal spirit. We live forever. I think we don't... See, we think I'm dying when I'm 95, you know?
Sure.
But we have to understand that we're creating God's image. Our spirit is eternal.
Mm.
And so our soul, our mind, our will, our emotions, also eternal. They go with the spirit. And our body, of course, turns into dust. So we know that that's how it happens. So the spirit, our human spirit, has God's spirit in it. Breathe it into it from the original, right?
Right.
And therefore, is to lead.
Mm.
The mind gets its information from the spirit, who gets its information from God's spirit, because he lives in us. Mm. And therefore, the mind chooses, directs, thinks, and makes decisions. That's part of the function of the soul. Thinks and makes decisions. And so, our soul stands between our spirit and our body. And so, and the deciding factor is our will, which is given to us free, but we're free to choose whether we're going to make decisions based on the spirit, what the spirit leads us,
mm.
or we make decisions based on what our body wants, or what our unrenewed mind wants.
Mm.
And so it's, you know, and I think, you know, the scriptures in Hosea that says, you know, my people perish for lack of knowledge. I think if we don't understand and we don't know our origin, and if we don't understand how God created us and what God thinks of us, which is, you know, which is in Psalm 139. I think we have a podcast on that what are God's thoughts concerning me? Then we are not going to know how to make life's decisions.
Right.
And so, and yes, we have the scriptures, and it's wonderful, but it's big,
yeah.
and it's long, And it's a history of thousands of years of people. They were very confused too and made some good decisions, bad decisions. So it's like, where do I begin? You know, so we can begin knowing that we're created in God's image. The Spirit of God lives in us. We are designed for love. And if we find ourselves in the feared zone, we need to understand quickly that the verse in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear. Not. So if I'm in fear, don't compromise. Don't, you know, live with it. Don't tolerate it. Don't think it's normal. It's human. We're human, but we have the God living in us.
Right.
But just know that that's not God.
Right.
God is not frightening you. God is not telling you to hide. He's not persecuting you. God is not your enemy. He's your Father. Mm. And so know that you're just functioning from the wrong tree.
Right.
Go back to the tree of life, where there is no condemnation, where there is love, acceptance, forgiveness, and freedom to change. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
And this moves us toward wellness. Because we, you know, we had talked about what makes us sick, and it's, and you've used this illustration with me before. I do not know if we've ever recorded it, but you have a bucket full of dirt, which is our natural thoughts, and you want to clean it out.
Right.
You don't pour water, good water, in there and let it sit. You keep allowing the water to pour through it, and eventually it washes it out just with water. You wouldn't even have to use soap. Just the pureness of the water pouring out, and then eventually that bucket will hold that clean water.
Right.
And it will be clean. It will be completely clean. And that thought helps me as I think about renewing my thoughts and reminding me of what he has said about certain things. Even as we've talked before, you said when you come in contact with an issue or a fear, or and to literally stop and say, what does the word say about this? What does Jesus say about it? And then start incorporating those things in your life instead of repeating mantras of, I'll always be this way, I was raised Irish, they have a temper, and excuses, as opposed to, but now you are of a new race. You're a holy nation.
Right.
You're a
kings.
Yeah, kingly priests.
And
to have that kind of thinking. But if you're left to yourself, you're constantly doing a physical ancestry.com as opposed to a spiritual one.
Exactly.
Well, thank you, Anna Marie, and hopefully some will listen to this and grow from it.